The U.S.-Mexico border seems to be growing more dangerous every day. Recent incidents include shootings and stonings of Border Patrol agents, an armed standoff between Texas lawmen and Mexican drug traffickers dressed as soldiers, and most recently, an attack on a newspaper in Nuevo Laredo. NPR's John Burnett reports that U.S. authorities, federal and local, see this as an alarming trend.
Last week, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff acknowledged that violence and mayhem along the southwest border is escalating. All the public sees, he asserted, are poor immigrants coming in search of work.
Behind this are some very sophisticated, brutal criminal organizations who traffic in humans and they traffic in drugs. And these are the same kinds of criminal organizations that we've been dealing with in this country for 10 or 20 years. I mean, one organization fails, another one takes over. The more pressure we put on them, the more violent they're going to be.
Since October, assaults on the U.S. Border Patrol have increased more than 100%, from flaming rocks thrown at agents in the San Diego sector to snipers firing at agents on land and in boats along the Rio Grande. So far, no agents have been seriously injured. But local law enforcement authorities report the smuggling cartels are getting more brazen. On January 23rd, men in military uniforms driving a military Humvee pointed assault rifles at Texas peace officers to protect an SUV loaded with marijuana escaping back across the river into Mexico. A week later, a carload of Mexican men came to the home of one of the Texas deputies who witnessed the standoff and threatened his wife, saying her husband should stay off the river. The Hudspeth County Sheriff's Office has now posted guards at the deputy's home and at the school his children attend. Concerned over growing lawlessness along the Rio Grande, Texas's 16 border sheriffs have formed a coalition to call for more federal help. Last week, they were in Washington pleading for manpower and equipment. The administration is adding 1,500 Border Patrol agents next year and proposing $100 million for border security technology. What's more, Border Patrol Chief David Aguilar said his agency is getting unprecedented help from its neighbors to the south.
A very, very good thing that is occurring currently as we speak is that the government of Mexico is working with us in order to reduce and mitigate the violence that is occurring.
None of that reassures El Paso County Sheriff Leo Samaniego. The 72-year-old West Texas native said he's worked in law enforcement on the border for 50 years, and he's never seen it so bad.
The power, I guess, the strength of the cartel has increased to a point where I believe they're in control of the Mexican border and not the Mexican government.
Regarding the January 23rd standoff, the Mexican government asserts the gunmen were drug traffickers dressed like soldiers. The U.S. State Department and the chief of the Border Patrol accept that conclusion. But the Texas officers who had assault rifles pointed at them remain convinced the gunmen belonged to the Mexican army. Unsatisfied with the explanation by Washington and Mexico City, Texas Governor Rick Perry has assigned the Texas Rangers to investigate the incident. And last week, Perry announced he had dispatched state troopers to beef up security in border counties, and he asked the Texas Army National Guard to support them.
I'm taking these actions to make Texas safer and more secure, using intelligence, available assets, and a new command and control structure. We're going to make our border more secure.
More evidence of the impunity of the border drug mafias. Last week, two hooded gunmen stormed El Mañana newspaper in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, spraying the office with bullets and lobbing a grenade inside. A 40-year-old reporter is in stable condition from wounds that may paralyze him. Editors believe Tuesday's attack could be retribution by narco hitmen for a conference the newspaper hosted last month, in which journalists from around the Americas converged to discuss how to safely cover drug trafficking. On Wednesday, Mexican President Vicente Fox named a special prosecutor to look into the increasing crimes against journalists in his country. The U.S. consul in Nuevo Laredo, Michael Yoder, said there had been a hopeful lull in drug violence late last year.
But somehow in January, things have gone terribly wrong. The murder rate has skyrocketed. It's now running at twice the rate of last year's record-setting pace. And also, we've had a series of street battles once again in public places during the middle of the day that have caused people to start altering their lives again.
And where do the weapons used in these attacks against Border Patrol agents and journalists and others come from? Earlier this month, U.S. federal agents announced the capture of large caches of fully automatic weapons and homemade grenades in Laredo, Texas. Mexican police agencies are deeply concerned by evidence that many of the illegal weapons used in gangland violence in their country are smuggled from the United States. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.